So, Yaquara, I'm interested in knowing what do you identify as? So, if you can tell me.
Sure, no problem. So, I identify as a black woman, African descent, ancestry. I'm also Caribbean, but that's all ties into African American quotation marks. I also identify as a dancer. I dance a lot. Those are a couple of things.
Cool. And how do you think that your identity has shaped your experience here at UAlbany?
I definitely think that it shaped my experience by the people I surround myself with and the clubs and organizations that I join. I'm on a dance team, a Jamaican dance team, and I'm on Pan-Caribbean Association. I'm J-Board for that. And I think because I'm so connected with my Caribbean side of the family, when I came here, I just automatically gravitated to all of the Caribbean aspects of this community, such as, for example, the dance team. Like, I love doing dance hall, and that definitely shaped my experience at this at UAlbany here.
Okay. Great, that's great to hear. Has your perspective about where you come from changed at all since you've been here? Whether in like a good way, a bad way, like did you learn anything new about yourself?
Yes. I'm an Africana studies minor, and so that definitely helped me figuring out who I was, because being black in America, there's so many different cultures under just African Americans or just black, and I connect to all of them. But this class that I'm taking now, taught by Dr. X, I found that we're all the same. We all come from one continent, and I mean we were forced out of that place, out of our natural state, but that is our root. That's where I originate from, and I'm learning more about that culture, about who my ancestors were, where did they come from. And so yeah, that's something that coming here I did. I mean, I knew before I came, but coming here, especially taking this class and being in that minor, it's opening my eyes more.
Do you see yourself wanting to learn about other cultures in the future, other than your own?
Yes, of course. Coming to college, I'm surrounded, especially coming to such a diverse school. I'm surrounded by so much diversity, and learning about different cultures, I like to do. Especially that's why I want to study abroad. I feel like learning in a different country is so much better than learning about it in America. You know, because you get to experience the culture,
of course,
the food, the traditions. You see it with your own eyes. So like, I'm definitely interested in studying abroad and learning about other cultures besides my own or what I know already. So yes, to answer your question, I am excited about that.
Great, that's great to hear. Can you like maybe relate any class themes back to like what we were discussing today?
Yeah. Okay, so a couple of class themes would be colonization and decolonization. Those are my favorite because it affects me so much today. So like, colonization has affected the way people like me think, people of color think,
of course,
and my ancestors, because they have, we have assimilated, we were forced to assimilate to their culture. So now that's all we think, eat, and breathe, their culture. They stripped away, like, you know, our culture.
Of course.
And we don't know because we were forced to forget. So that's like the colonization part.
Yeah, I definitely feel like culture is also in there as well. Like, as you were talking about, like, the different, like, your culture and how, like, you're learning more about it and how, like, you all the
yeah,
is really
yeah,
diverse.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like culture does play, like, a
yeah,
big part in it
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great.
And also decolonization. Like, me now, like, as a person, I know who I am. And I know what Western ideas, the way I think Western. And then I try to stem myself away from those thoughts.
Of course.
Like, wearing my hair. Like, I know that the way my hair is naturally is beautiful, and I don't let any no standard idea of beauty make me think or make me feel ugly. So wear my hair naturally or in braids and stuff like that, I feel like that's a form of decolonization mm-hmm. because it's not usual. It's not the norm, mm-hmm. you know? It's not what you see on magazines or in media. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm showing how proud I am of my hair and I choose to wear it like this no matter what you think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Great.
Okay, so now I have some questions for you.
Okay.
I'm wondering, what do you identify as?
Well, I identify as a Latin American, Afro-Latina girl. I'm mixed. My father is from Barbados and Jamaica, and my mom is from Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. I also have some Spain in me. I just identify as somebody who is very mixed. I appreciate all the different parts that I come from. I speak Chinese. That is also something I identify with. So I identify myself a lot with the Asian culture as well. You know, I'm very fun. I like to be outdoors. I like to hang out with my friends and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of how I identify.
Okay, so Tatiana, how would you say that helped shape your experience here at UAlbany thus far?
Well, I would say since that, like, I've always kind of had an open mind about culture and different people, that definitely helped when it came to me not being biased against people. Because, you know, sometimes, like, if you come from, like, if you grow up in a place and you know one thing your entire life, that's what you're going to think you know. So for me, it was kind of, like, the opposite, I would say. I kind of was always taught, like, never to judge anybody, like, always get to know people for who they are. Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of had a mix of cultures, so that has helped shape my experience here. Because it helped me keep an open mind when it comes to people, different people, and learning different things. Kind of just helped me not be biased and not be as judgmental as other people would be.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how it helped, like, shape my experience here, kind of helped me keep an open mind and stuff.
Okay, so when you came here, mm-hmm. do you think being from having different cultures shaped the type of friends you surrounded yourself with?
Honestly, I feel like it does play a part, but I really don't feel like it's like what prominently helped me shape my mm-hmm. like my friend group, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, I
understand. Yeah, like my friends, like a lot of them are Hispanic, but mm-hmm. and I guess that's kind of also because I'm Hispanic, but I think it's just the type of people they are. Yeah. Because I have white friends, I have black friends, I have friends from all across the world. Mm-hmm. I definitely do believe being Hispanic kind of helps me lean towards Hispanic friends, but I don't think that's why I have the friend group that I have.
Okay. So what classes do you think connect to what you're experiencing?
I would definitely say culture. Because, like I said, like I'm mixed from a whole bunch of different places, and culture has really like helped shape me into the person I am today. And I would also kind of say single stories in a sense, because, you know, like when, like especially if you're from like a different place, like when people might look at somebody who doesn't look like them, like or who isn't what they are, they might just like jump on and assume something, like oh,
yeah,
she's this, or yeah, or he's that. So I definitely feel like that plays a large part in it, because even myself, I've caught myself like kind of like having that mentality, and I have to correct myself because I know what's wrong. So I would definitely say like culture and like single stories play like a big role in like, you know, this discussion.
I agree. I think also identity, but I also think that it's good that we see what we're doing wrong, mm-hmm. and we're able to say that's not right.
Yeah,
I think mm-hmm. that's like a big step.
That's the first step to like fixing,
realizing
the issue,
your mistake. Really,
mm-hmm,
some
course.
People don't even realize that what they're doing is wrong, or what mm-hmm. they're saying is wrong, or what they're thinking is wrong.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. Because once you, if you don't realize it and you think it's okay, you're more likely to keep doing it. And then mm-hmm. that's where problems get created. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
thank
you.
That's all I have for you.
Of course, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.